Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Regina. She had a number of questions, and her recent question was about cut flowers. What are some of the best cut flowers to have in a garden? And particularly in zone 8. Well, so some of the ones that I would definitely look at and suggest, you know, look at zinnias or cosmos. You might even be able to, you know, add in there some different styles of sunflowers. Sunflowers are great in there and would do well. And maybe it's a little bit later in the season, right? Those are some of the major ones that I would say let's look at doing. Had one on the tip of my tongue that it's more of a, it can be a perennial, but delphinium is a good one. An annual one would be a snapdragon, that type. Those are nice cut flowers.
What about the sweet pea, or I think it's called a sweet pea.
Okay. The sweet pea that, I'm trying to think of the other name of it. I can't think of the liatris, not liatris. That's a different one. There is a sweet pea out there that flowers. I'm trying to think of the actual name. It can be climbing. It has a great smell to it. It's considered an annual. But that would be our right to do. It's a pretty quick grower too. So it's one of those that when you do cut some back, you'll be able to get some. Go some more to it.
Okay.
Right? So, go ahead.
I was just going to ask about the snapdragon. Because you said, I think you said it was a perennial, so does it grow by bulb?
So the snapdragon is an annual. It was the delphinium that's a perennial that I've seen as a perennial. You can do it by seed. Some will do by cutting. Some will do by plants that are already growing. Right, so up to you on those. While you're at the Gurney website or even the Stark Bros, they have some different seeds that you could purchase with it. Right.
Okay.
So yeah, you could actually go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was looking in a seed catalog by True Market.
Okay.
The Baker Seed Company, and so they have quite a few. And by the time I went through and made a list of everything, I wanted, it was in the triple digits. I said, I need to narrow this down some. So, thank you for your answers to my questions today.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
You too, Regina. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay. Bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's, you know, spring. It's getting there. We're almost there, right? We're not far from spring. We are a couple weeks, really. But that urge, it's we want to get out there. We want to do some things. You know, luckily for somebody like Regina, she can probably get out there at this point and do some things. Us, on the other hand, up here in New England, we're like, all right, is it going to rain or is it going to snow next week? We still have those opportunities. So we gotta think about it. And, you know, some of the rain that's coming next week is only going to benefit us for going into the spring, right? Our ground's going to be saturated. It's going to be doing all right. It's going to help with growth. It's going to help with everything this spring. So it is a good thing. And I think that, you know, if this was actually snow, all the rain that we've been getting and the rain that we're due, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here, just think about it. I think it's 1 inch of rain is about a foot of snow. Can you imagine if it was the opposite, if it was just all the snow? You know, I would have loved to have had some snow cover throughout the year. My kids were disappointed with the lack of snow days that we had. But, you know, the rain is going to be helpful for us. It's going to help us get ready for the spring. It's going to help us germinate. It's going to help us get our yards looking good. So, not a bad thing, but it just feels like we haven't had a lot of good days. I think there was a point in January and February where it was like, well, a full month, we barely had the sun come out. Oh, I mentioned it this morning. I just don't know how, you know, northern cities in Alaska and different areas around the country that have, you know, continuous night for a couple weeks, right? And even some even longer. I just couldn't do it. How do you even think about gardening? How do you do all those things, right? So it's like, we're okay. We don't have to deal with complete, you know, darkness every day. So it could be worse. It could be worse. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And heard me earlier where, you know, I was talking about just not doing the cleanups in your perennial beds, your garden beds, etc. Don't remove the leaves that you've put there or the salt marsh hay or whatnot. Don't remove it yet. We could probably start removing and thinking about removing some of that burlap that you might have put around some of the evergreens. Get that off there. Allow the sun to hit it. But don't remove the covering on the ground if you've put anything there. Don't remove it yet. Or if you do want to remove it from the plants, pull it away from the plant and leave it in the veggie garden or the veggie or perennial garden. By removing everything, we're removing the pollinators that we've invited in for the season. We will end up affecting all the pollinators that we brought to the yard because they're still dormant and they're still overwintering. So we need to remember, leave it as long as you can. I know the cleanup and the mulch and all that to make it look pretty is something that we are just trained to do. But we just need to think about waiting a little bit longer. The longer we wait, the better off it is for our plants and for the pollinators. That means they're going to be able to overwinter. That means they're going to be able to reproduce. That means that they're going to be there to pollinate the plant when it's flowering. So protecting them is definitely a huge thing. Now, we've talked about the leave the leaves idea. The more I think about it, the more I wonder, does it make more sense to leave the leaves on the outskirts of the yard if we are the type that needs to have that yard cleaned up early in the spring? Or if every year this is what we do, right? Is it every year that we have to put the mulch down and clean it up? Then we should do something with the leaves that are there and leave them at the edge of the property in a giant pile or spread out so that it's protecting the outside of the property. And what it's in turn doing is giving a habitat for those pollinators for the plants that you did. So there's a lot to think about when it comes to protecting the pollinators and what we do to get them there, natives, etc. So we'll discuss that more as time permits. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, talking about natives, we're talking about protecting our plants, protecting the garden, etc. I want to share a website that has so much information. I brought it up back in either November or December. It's called GrowNativeMass.org. So again, it's GrowNativeMass.org. It's a program out of Massachusetts all about natives. There is so much information on there that you could spend days upon days on it. But some of the things here, you know, the biggest thing here gives information on what are native plants. Native plants, according to this website, in a word, are local. They're plants that have been grown in a particular habitat and region, typically for thousands of years or much longer. They're well adapted to climate, light, and soil conditions that characterize their ecosystem. Within the system, they have evolved tremendously important co-evolutionary relationships with other plants, animals, fungi, and bacteria present. And these very complex relationships keep that particular ecosystem stable. So, another key to this is, so in Massachusetts, we consider all the plants that grew here prior to European colonization to be native. Right? So, prior to the U.S. becoming the U.S., right? Because the more we bring in the non-native species, the non-native plants, it clears out some of those natives. So you can get lists. Those are easy to pull from online and just see what is going on with them. But on the same website, it answers why are native plants so important. There's a couple key tips to it. I'm not going to read what they say, but I'm not going to read like the paragraph of it. But native plants are the necessary heart of a healthy ecosystem. They power the food for the rest of everything else around it. Now, native plants host the insects we need. Their pollination systems are made possible by these natives. And they have host-specific butterflies and moths in the area. So there's lots of things when it comes to the natives that we should be looking into and trying to figure out. The more and more I do research and look into this, it's just there's so much information. I think that there is a huge push in the industry for native plants, but I think we need to discuss it more and go over it more and just kind of explain what it is. And it's not, you know, it's not just saying do this or the end of the world. No, it explains why. I'm going to say end of the world is like a huge thing, but I didn't mean it that way. But it's like these are the things we can do to help prevent some of these things from happening. Now, you want to look at natives and all of that? Well, for those who believe in climate change, that's affecting the native plants because of the different growth habits. Now, do I believe in climate change? Yes. But I don't want emails and letters from people telling me that it's not real. So that's why I say it as if you believe in it. I believe in it, but the fact is, those native plants could be changing as well. If you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
You want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
USA News Update. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage. The January 6th U.S. Capitol riot will be made public.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. The initial batch of footage is now accessible on the video platform Rumble, with more expected to be released.
USA's John Schaefer. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO. Musk co-founded the artificial intelligence company and claims it's drifted from its original nonprofit mission by partnering with Microsoft in a $13 billion deal, all while keeping its code a secret. His complaint, filed in California state court, claims the Microsoft partnership is a breach of contract from OpenAI's founding charter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Lexington, South Carolina.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I actually called you a couple years ago, and you really gave me some good advice on some azaleas, so I thought I'd call you again. We actually just moved, and the house we bought last July, this will be our first spring season, so we're kind of looking forward to seeing what it's like there in the spring. But right now what I'm seeing is a lot of weeds already in the yard, and so I guess it's a dumb question to ask what kind of pre-emergent, because I guess it's a little too late for that, but... What would your advice for me to apply to the lawn to deal with these weeds? And I can't even really say what kind they are, other than one has like a little tiny purple flower on it.
Yep. Now, so at this point, it's going to be, you know, the post-emergent type.
Yeah.
And to be honest, there's not a lot of pre-emergent for a number of weeds. There is, but it's not as effective as the post-emergent.
Okay.
So there's a couple things out there that you could look at. One product is Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. That's just a weed killer, right? So it's a synthetic, so it's not organic, but it's going to kill the weeds that are there. And you might end up having to do it a couple times because with this, with these weeds, they're in different stages. Some are in the flowering state. Some are in the, you know, in the seed state where they're popping up after the fact. And you're not going to kill them because they're in that seed state, right? So it's usually like a two to three application process. And that's usually about 14 to 21 days in between. Usually, you know, maybe a 21 day, maybe 14. It's all going to depend on the temperatures during the weeks. And at night, right? You're going to be a lot warmer than we are up here in New England at this time.
Right.
But you can just kind of keep in mind, if you get like a warm, so say you spray, and then for the next like 2 weeks, it's 65 to 70, and the growing temperatures are, like, ideal.
Right.
You're going to do it probably in about 14 days. Whereas if it's not like that, where it's less, you know, it gets a couple days where it warms up, but there are some days where it's too cold, you know, that type of thing. That's going to push it to 21 days so because you want more of it to germinate.
Gotcha.
So it's also one thing to be thinking about with this is it kills all weeds. It doesn't just kill that. You know, the one you have is probably henbit with the purple flower.
Okay.
It could be an ajuga as well. What color are the leaves on that? Are they green or are they a darker color?
They're darker green. I mean, almost maybe not even. I'm not home right now, unfortunately, to look at them. But I think they're green, but a very, very dark green and possibly not green.
Would you say possibly almost have like a purple tinge to them?
I think so, actually, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's most likely an ajuga, which is considered a perennial.
Oh.
Right?
You know,
I'm
sorry. The weeds actually do somewhat resemble something we have in a flower bed. So I don't know if maybe that's what I first thought it was spreading.
That's most likely what it is. The more that I thought about it, I was like, I got to ask that question.
Right.
So ajuga is a perennial. It's a ground cover. It spreads easily. So you might not be able to get rid of it with a weed control. What I'm doing as we're talking is I'm trying to pull up the Weed Beater Ultra so that we can, so I can see the list on the back. Usually will tell me what weeds it kills. I just want to make sure, because ajuga is a hard one. It is a perennial. And so it's like, oof, which one do it, you know, what's... Will it actually kill it?
Right.
So I'm trying to pull the, as we're, you know, again, as we're talking, I'm trying to pull the label up. Here it is. So this might end up being, for some of that, some of the ajuga, you might need to use a stronger chemical because it is considered an annual, a perennial. And it's not like the specific weed. Now... Yeah, it's not the best here. So I'm looking at the...
So if this is in our flower bed, should I pull up out of the flower bed too?
I mean, that's up to you if you want to keep it great. People will use it all the time as just a low ground cover. But, you know, I'm looking at the back of the package here, and it does not show ajuga. It doesn't say... So it's also called bugle weed. I don't see bugleweed here. Wait. Buttercup. No, it doesn't have it on there. So it might. So that Weed Beater Ultra might not necessarily kill it, right? Yeah. So you're looking at more of like a complete killer, right? Like a glossophate, like a heavier duty one here, or hand pulling them out. Now, the ajuga has runners. That's how they kind of go through, so they spread that way. The other thing I would do is don't mow it. Don't mow that area, because what happens is when you mow it, and if it's flowering, some of those seed pods will then spread elsewhere.
Right?
So until you can control some of it, don't mow it immediately.
Gotcha.
Pull what you can out. Remove as much of it as possible, and then you can mow it, right?
Okay.
When it's not flowering, it's okay to mow, because the flower is, in essence, is the seed pod.
Okay.
So once you've kind of pulled some of it and you see that it's not flowering, then you can and mow it freely and be okay with it. It's just when it's flowering.
Right.
If you mow it, it tends to spread it everywhere else on the yard. So just keep that in mind. The birds can pull some of it and move it around, but ajuga can be considered almost invasive. So
I don't mind getting rid of it, because if it's going to cause me this kind of problem, I don't mind getting rid of it on the flower bed. But that's probably, okay. This is our first spring here, so we didn't know.
Yeah, no, you know, and this is the thing. Like they get. all over the place they can be. But if you start taking care of it and reducing it, it could take some time. But just realize that this one's not your typical broadleaf weed that's in the lawn.
Right.
So by using any other, say you were to just think about it and say, I'm just going to put step two, which is the weed, the broadleaf weed control, it might not necessarily take care of it. It could, but might not necessarily. So just keep that in mind. You might need to do a little bit more. And then the best bet is once you've taken care of it and removed it, really, you know, waiting a few weeks, but filling it back in with seed, with grass seed. So that weeds can't overtake the area later on.
Gotcha.
Right? So it could take a couple applications, and that's even with a total killer.
Right.
So, and usually on the back of the package, it'll say you can reseed in 14 or 21 days. It'll tell you right there and follow that to a T.
Okay.
Because you don't want to put seed down and have some of that residual sitting there and then end up wasting your money on that.
Right. Okay.
So it just takes a couple processes to make it happen, but I think it will work out for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate the advice very much. Thank you.
All right, David. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show, about an hour and 15 minutes. Some good discussions. It seems like we're starting to get ready for spring. I'm feeling it with the calls this morning. It's great. It's exciting. I'm excited for spring, but you know, we're almost there. We're getting there. We're getting there. Now I do have another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Canton, Mass.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call, Patrick.
No problem.
I have two questions.
Sure.
As the weather seems to be going in a warming pattern, I'm thinking about cutting back my roses to get them ready for spring and summer growth. When can I do that?
Well, so usually the rule of thumb is, it's not really a rule of thumb. It's, my father used to say for years, when the Red Sox come back to Boston, that's about the time you want to cut your roses back. Now,
okay.
I think since he was really, you know, talking about that, the temperatures have warmed up earlier than they have. So it's usually around the 10th of April, 15th of April, about. But you might be able to do it towards the end of March. What I would look at doing is look at the 10-day forecast that you have, that on, you know, an app or on the weather channel or one of those things. Like, I look right now at a 10-day forecast in Chelmsford, where I am. And there's a couple days towards the end of this upcoming week that are saying the temperatures are going to be in the low 20s. That would make me nervous about cutting back the roses. Because the fresh cut on them, it's more exposed to the elements. And then the cold could do some damage to where I did those cuts. So when I don't see them as often, that's when I would look to do a little bit of that pruning. I might look to, say, maybe about a couple weeks from now and say that might be better, or wait till the end of March, beginning of April.
On a side note,
yeah.
I have a row of five knockout roses,
okay,
which at this point are about 4 years old and 3 years old, 4 years old, and are doing very, very well.
Yep.
The interesting thing is that when I first planted them, they were absolutely disease-free and insect-free. And my wife and I added a series of three or four garden lights, low-level garden lights between the plants about a year and a half ago. And what that seems to have done is attracted insects. So I'm starting to see a little insect damage on the leaves. Now, I don't know if that's due to the fact that the lights, which are on at night, is attracting the insect. But I can wait until after the break for your answer.
Okay. Yeah, let's definitely discuss that. I don't think necessarily it has it, but it probably has a little bit to do with it. So let's discuss that on the other side of the break. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Richard, and he was talking about some knockout roses that he had. And first year looked great. You know, they're doing okay. They're established, but they have some insects. And he was wondering if the lights that they added to the area are bringing them in. You know, not necessarily, right? Knockout roses are not completely pest resistant. The thing about them is they are so tough that if a bug gets to them, they really are fine. It's just, it can happen. So one thing to be looking at, and there's an organic way, is to use a product from Bonide called Rose RX. The Rose RX would take care of a number of those insects that are there. So I wouldn't worry about which ones to. But I don't think it has anything to do with your with the lights that you added, right? So. I'd be looking at spraying, again, it's called Rose RX, it's a 4-in-1, and it's actually a cold-pressed neem oil, so it will act as a fungicide, insecticide, miticide, and I can't even pronounce the way it is, it's a nemiticide, but it'll get tons of different insects and protect the roses that you have there. But again, I don't think it's the lights that are doing the damage.
Okay. So that Rose RX is a spray-on. It's not a systemic.
So this is a spray-on. So when the insects are active, you could also use, I think it might be discontinued. There is a systemic drench that was Rose RX. But if you can find a drench, there's a systemic drench out there. As long as it's it doesn't have you don't want the imidacloprid that's in it. Imidacloprid can affect everything else that's around it. an acephate might actually be okay to use as a systemic. Acephate would do something along those lines for ones that are there now. And even using it now probably doesn't make sense. I'd be waiting till the beginning of April. Or close to that time frame, especially letting everything kind of wake up, because that's when you'll start to see those insects again. They're going to be dormant at this point, and it's probably too cold for them to pop out.
Okay. The second question I have relates to moss in lawns.
Yep.
I'm sure it's too early to put any moss control down now. I had a problem that really got to a tipping point about 2 years ago, and I've been treating the lawn with lime and also with a moss control. Yep. But I've got a little bit more to really get it cleaned out. How should I be waiting until, like, April to do that also?
Yeah, because the best way to really, you know, to use the moss killer, you'd probably wait till then. You could probably use a product. And so one thing I'm not sure if you've added to it, it would be like a sulfur product from Natural Alternative or Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Because a lot of times with moss, it has two things that could be affecting it. Compact soil or trapped nutrients sitting in there, not allowing the actual elements that are in there to move to where they need to be. So it affects the pH, it affects the nutrient levels. That could be something that you could put down sooner rather than later, because it does take some time to work. And you could use that a couple times to really help benefit everything. And what it also does is it helps everything else that you're doing work the right way. And that's something you could do now. I would wait to use the moss killer until about April-ish.
Okay, can I have a follow-up comment after this break?
Oh, of course. We got plenty of time. So for everybody else, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.